Blog Talk Radio.
Be that as it may,
I want to talk about Cam Newton, and I want to talk about why I believe he should be the MVP. I think the MVP should go to the guy who's the best player. And he is. And when you have a team that's undefeated, I think it has to go to the player from that team. I could care less what Aaron Rodgers' stats are. Green Bay Packers are not that good. And I know Aaron Rodgers got like 29 touchdowns or 28 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. He's not the MVP this year. And Brady is a fantastic player, having another fantastic year, but there's not a better player from my book than Cam Newton this year, all right? So Cam Newton, I'm on the Cam Newton. I'm hopping on board right here. I am on the Cam wagon, and I'm on the Panther wagon right now, and this team has proven me wrong. Does it mean that they can't get beat in January or February? It does not. There is no guarantees. There's no guarantees, as we found out with the Patriots when they went 16-0 and they went for the perfect season, 18-0, going up against the Giants, and they only scored 14 points. Pretty amazing stuff right there. And that was, to me, that's the greatest win for the Giants as a Giants fan, even better than beating the Bills. And they all rank up there. They beat the Pats twice, too, but I think that's the best one just because of what it meant. Even though the first one was pretty special, beating the Broncos and beating LA. You know, most people thought the Broncos and LA, that the Broncos would beat them, and they wound up winning pretty handily. And then, of course, the last three games have all been nail biters. And that's what you get if you're a Giants fan, though. So either we make the playoffs, or if he makes the playoffs, and they make a run, they make a deep run, and they go to the Super Bowl and win it. Well, not win it like in 2000 against the Ravens with Fossil being the coach that guaranteed the playoffs. Kind of wish somebody else would do that, but I'm not talking about Tom Coughlin either. I'm just talking about sports in general. I like when coaches or players make bold statements and then they're able to go and back it up. I like that. I like that a lot. But Cam Newton to me, Greg Olsen is their number one target. Greg Olsen out of the U from New Jersey continues to put up great numbers for the Panthers. What do they really have? What do they really have? They have the defense. They definitely have the defense. We do have the chat room opened up, so you are able to join us in the chat room. You can even say hello if you like, and I will give you a shout-out. So if you have something to say, whether you want to talk about the MVP, and there is a guy that I left out, too, in Carson Palmer. And Carson Palmer is on the second-best team right now, the Arizona Cardinals. And I would say that's the biggest threat. They're the biggest threat right now to the Carolina Panthers. Carson Palmer continues to put up the numbers. He needs to put up the numbers. And he's had a great year. And he should be in the mix. But I feel the award should go to Cam Newton. So I want Cam to win it. And with this league, they don't like to give it to an unconventional quarterback. Not anymore, at least. They don't like doing that. Like Randall Cunningham, that was one of the. Well, of course, Steve Young controlled the ball. He could do pocket. He could do everything. He was one of the best quarterbacks that I ever saw. They'd rather give it to the glamour guy, you know, the corporate guy, whether it's Peyton Manning in the past or Tom Brady now, even now. And Carson Palmer is not really a sexy candidate either, but Carson Palmer is a pocket thrower. So, kind of like that Kurt Warner ball. When Kurt Warner up the Arizona Cardinals and got them to the Super Bowl a few years ago. Remember that? Yeah. They should have won that game. Oh, God. That was a heartbreaking way to lose. With Holmes making that catch. Roy Roethlisberger made the drive, though. And now Holmes is out of the league after he's with the Jets. But, Give it to the guy. Let's give it to the guy who could do a little bit of both. I mean, kind of like a Russell Wilson's doing right now for the Seahawks. Russell Wilson's playing some great football right now. The Seahawks right now are dangerous. And we do have some guests that are in the chat room, and welcome to our chat room. We're here for another 80 minutes live on the air, and I would love to get anybody's thoughts on, well, who do you feel should be MVP? Am I right? Should Cam Newton win the MVP? Or do you want to give it to a glamour guy, you want to give it to Tom Brady, or do you want to give it to Carson Palmer for what he's doing with the Arizona Cardinals, or if there's somebody else that you think deserves to win the MVP? I think I've gone over all the candidates here. If your team is undefeated and you look at Carson Palmer, and of course Carson Palmer puts up numbers every week, but he's got targets too. He's got targets, so it's different. You know, he puts up the 300 yards every week, and I'll tell you, they have a very exciting offensive team there. Fitzgerald still puts up numbers for them. Michael Floyd. I guess Aaron Rodgers, you know, of course Aaron Rodgers, that's the other guy everybody wants to talk about, Aaron Rodgers. But, I mean, the reality is the Carolina Panthers are 13 for 13, folks, all right? And maybe the NFL isn't what it used to be in terms of how there aren't a lot of dominant rosters. And some people would even question, are the Carolina Panthers really the dominant team? Are they really the best team? Are they going to go out there in the playoffs? Are they going to dominate the competition? Are they going to do that? And are they going to win the Super Bowl or get there and have that chance for that perfect season? And they still got to win three more games, all right? Now, I mean, I've heard people say in the past, well, do you want to have a perfect record going into the postseason? If you're Mike Francesa, of course, who hosts John and used to team up with Chris Russo, says no. He'd rather have a loss already. And I don't know, I'm not buying that anymore. You know what? I mean, if they are the best team, and they certainly have got one of the top two or three defenses in the league, and they could just take opponents apart, force turnovers, watching some highlights here of this destruction, dismantling of the Falcons, who fell apart. Remember the Falcons, I think, were 4-0? Yeah, what happened to them? And Colin Cannoni should be joining us sometime in this hour, Mr. Falcon himself. As a matter of fact, he is joining us right now. Maybe he could, you know, talk a little more about the Falcons and talk about Cam Newton, who I believe is the MVP. So let's bring him in. And from the great state of Georgia, here he is, folks, Colin Cannoni, with us on the line.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? What's up, Derek?
It's just me and you right now, as the Statmaster has disappeared. But talking about the MVP, we're talking about the Carolina Panthers, we're talking about Cam. I'm on the Cam. We're
talking about the blowout.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we are. But I'm not really... It's not so much that I'm talking about your team, the Falcons, or just
yeah, there's not much to talk about at all there.
Not really.
Other than Kyle Shanahan needs to be fired before they land the plane. Same with that Thomas Dimitrov, that douche. He's the biggest douche in football.
All right, let's look at Cam Newton, okay? Today, he threw two touchdowns to Ted Ginn Jr. Tekken Jr. is more known for his kickoff returns. He's not really a great receiver, but today he had a 74-yarder and a 46-yarder. He's fast. When you look at the Panthers, right, they're not a dominant offense by any stretch. But every week, Cam Newton gets the job done. It makes players around him better. Isn't that what MVPs should do?
He's definitely the MVP. There's no question about it. I mean, the only other person you can give it to is Brady, but they're not going to do that. I don't think they're going to do that.
The thing about this league, though, is it is corporate, and they like having that. They like having that classic quarterback. I mean, they like having that classic guy, that, or that Tom Brady or that Peyton Manning. And, or maybe even, you know, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, self-proclaimed best quarterback on the planet with the one Super Bowl. And Carson Palmer's had a great year. But the Carolina Panthers are 13-0. And you have Mr. Cam Newton turning guys like Jericho Cotchery and Ted Ginn Jr. into touchdown machines. So, or big targets, I should say. Correct myself. I mean, the only big target that's reliable every week, you have a big game today, Greg Olsen from the U. So, I hope that Cam Newton wins the award. He deserves to win the award. And I still have this feeling that the vote might not be unanimous. It might be close. It might be close because
he'll
of
definitely be close, but he'll get it. It won't even be close. I don't think it'll be close. I mean, who else would get any votes? Brady.
Well, I mean, it could. Well, Brady could.
Yeah, I think they kind of, you know, he's gotten the votes, you know, already. He's gotten the MVPs. I mean, what's giving him another one? You know, what's that going to do? I mean, I think they will usher in the new Cam Newton era. I think we should all jump aboard the Cam Newton bandwagon right now. Seats are filling up.
Seats are filling up, and we have another guest. I see a number popping up. And I wonder if this is the same person that called me last week. Yes, 530 is calling right now, so let's bring in 530. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
This is your good old buddy G. This is your good old buddy GQ.
GQ has joined
yeah.
the program. Is this like really happening?
Rails.
This is really happening. We gotta get the band back together, baby. All of you pissies and ooses out there need to realize that the Steelers are the real deal. They're coming for the Super Bowl. I don't care about any Carolina Panthers. Yes, they're undefeated, but they have no freaking wide receivers at all. Cam Newton's going to get beat in the playoffs by the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals, Steelers, Super Bowl, Steelers are going to romp it, stomp it, and freaking, I don't know what else.
I totally agree. I really do. I hope Arizona beats the shit out of them in the very first game, and I hope he's one and done, and Wheeler's tears just pour all over the field.
Does Wheeler still eat his hands? That's all I want to know.
Well, have you heard the latest? That's right, Greg. You haven't been part of. You don't even know what's going on.
I have not been around for years. I don't know the latest at all. I just got the email that Derek Felix went live, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to call in. I haven't talked to those guys in a long time.
This is awesome.
That's so cool, dude.
Oh my God. I can't believe.
How are you, War?
Doing pretty good, GQ. How's your brother Brad Buds? JPG and I talk about him all the time. We've always wondered how he turned out.
He lives in my mom's basement. So yeah, pretty good.
I'm in stunned disbelief right now. Where are you now? Where are you living at now?
Well, I'm back in Pennsylvania, where like I was born and raised. And stuff, and I cast video games in front of hundreds of people every day on Twitch TV and stuff, so it's kind of what I'm doing, and I'm also working as a server at a restaurant, so got
Holy
my
cow.
Things and stuff going on.
That's fucking great.
You know what?
I know, Joby's like beyond belief over there.
What'd you say?
What did you say, Colin?
I said, you seem like this is like the most out-of-the-world thing ever.
Well, you probably wasn't expecting it. How's everything going up in New York? How's your brother and stuff?
My brother's doing good, actually. He's actually lost a lot of weight. Like on a diet now.
Does he still type LOL in caps?
Oh, there's an interesting dynamic now. He doesn't really like everybody's on Facebook now, but my brother will not. We have like this chat room for Dave that we have this chat room set up on Facebook, and my brother will not join it.
Yeah. I remember back in the day, though, when your Rangers, like, the 1 year they tanked it, and I remember he, like, banished himself from the internet for, like, 3 or 4 months.
Well, no, I locked him up in a closet, the rumor.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, that's basically the same thing. I mean, locked up in a closet, banished yourself, eat your hand,
you know,
I mean, I don't know. It's all the same.
I want to say one thing, though. You said something about, well, the Cardinals, you know, probably beat them when they see them.
Yeah.
Well, aren't the Panthers and the Cardinals going to get byes? That's my whole point.
I think they're going to get the byes. I think that whoever comes out of the NFC East is going to get their butts smoked by Seattle. I think whoever comes out of the Southwest, well, it's the Packers, are going to destroy the Minnesota Vikings.
Ah.
And then more than likely, I think then that the Cardinals will take care of Seattle. I was having a discussion with one of my buddies about this earlier because he was saying, he's like, no way. He's like, the Seahawks are the best team right now. They're in that division, well, in that conference, and they're, like, playing hot at the right time. And I do agree with him that they are playing hot right now, but I just think, I mean, they even lost their, like, rookie runner Rawls and stuff today. I don't know what to think of them. But I just think that Arizona offense is just so potent, so powerful. They have so many receivers that Palmer distributes the ball to. It's just like, I look at Carolina, and what I see is a great defense, but I still think that they can move the ball on that defense. When I look at Carolina, I see Cam Newton, but I don't see much else. Like, Stewart, he's getting old. He doesn't really do very much for them. It's all Cam Newton. Do I think he deserves MVP like you were saying earlier? Yes. I think he will probably and should probably win the MVP.
This was my point, though, Craig, about, like, about the Panthers. It's like how, like, they can win all these games, right, in the regular season?
Yeah.
But aren't teams just going to – they're just going to – like, try to just take away the run game, try to keep Cam Newton in the pocket, and it's going to be a lot harder. It's probably going to be a lot harder for him to win.
Because if Benjamin was there this year, I would say they're a very solid, complete team. But with, like, Funchess and, like, Ted Ginn Jr., like, as your two, like, top receivers, you were talking about Olsen earlier. Olsen got injured. He might not even be playing anymore this year. We don't know, like – they haven't really put out an update on him. He got injured pretty early in the game tonight and didn't play the rest of the game. We don't know how long he's going to be out. If he's out for a while, that could really hurt them, too.
Let me see if I can get some update on that here. See here.
Well, you're going to see Cam Newton first next year, Derek. They're going into New York and playing, I believe.
Yeah, I hope they
can. So, you know, you guys are battling out for that NFC East. You know, I predicted a few weeks ago the Skins were going to get there, and I'll stick with that. I think the Skins are going to get in there.
Yeah, I like the way Cousins is playing.
The Giants just had two tough games with the Vikings
your radio
and the
Packers.
You know, that's
radio
just pity on towards the end there.
Yeah, you got to turn your speakers out, I think, correct? Yeah. But,
I'm on my phone.
Oh, are you? Are you on your phone? Somebody's speaker sounds like
a phone. I could use Skype instead if you want and put on my headset or whatever, but.
So, all right. You're still on the Facebook or you're not?
No, I don't use Facebook. I'm a Twitter guy.
Are you really? What's
your
Twitter?
Derek's a huge Twitter guy.
Twitter, his name is The Great GQ. Like the same as my Twitch name and my AOL name back in the day when we always used to hang out.
I just found you. I'm following you.
I'm still the Great GQ everywhere. Yeah, I was watching.
I mean,
if you see, I was watching the TLC pay-per-view tonight. That was probably the biggest waste of my time. But I still watch wrestling, yes. I'm a network subscriber for the price of $9.99 a month. I get to watch horrible pay-per-views like TLC.
It's horrible. It's so bad.
It was such a bad pay-per-view.
It's like they basically have destroyed their product. Yeah. I mean, it's not even worth watching anymore. They're not even getting ratings anymore. They don't even draw anymore.
I like some of the wrestlers that they brought in the last couple of years. I like guys like Dean Ambrose and stuff, but it's like they can bring in all these fun, creative characters, but if they don't do anything with them, then it's just like, there's just nothing for me to do. I don't want to watch the same boring main events, watch Superman, John Cena. Well, this time it was Roman Reigns, who's basically like John Cena 2.0, and it was just dumb. I don't want to get into wrestling rant because we're talking NFL, because it's almost that time of year. It's almost the postseason.
For some people.
That's exciting. Like the end of the year for like football. I mean, even if you're a college fan, you know, it's like bowl season. It's a good time of year to be a sports fan, in my opinion. At least if you like football.
Yeah,
I'm kind of with you on that. Do you like having the new format the way they have it with the four teams having the semifinals?
I think it should be more, to be honest. I think it should be at least 8, maybe even like I don't know how they would even do 10. I guess they could do because that wouldn't work out. I don't know because I think 8, if there's 8, then it's like, well, why is there a top 10 or a top 12? I think 16 might be too many, but maybe like 12, and then have the top two teams have a bye or something. I don't know.
I think the rankings are meaningless now. I mean, because it's all about this BCS. And, you know, who you play, your schedule, strength schedule, et cetera. And it's just, you know, and of course, you could lose early in the season, but if you lose late in the season, you're done. It's tough.
It's true.
Know, like Alabama, like they lost early, and then the other teams came back to the pack, and they're in the Final Four, and they do have a dominant defense. I'll say that, and a Heisman Trophy winner. I'll say that too. Even though I think that McCaffrey should have won, but you know Henry is a guy who they just keep giving the ball to, and he's a great
runner, but I don't think he deserved it either.
Who would you have given it to? Watson?
I don't even know. I guess so. Yeah.
What?
I just don't know who else to give it to.
Well, I mean,
I don't follow college nearly as much as I do the pros, but. I mean, I just don't know. I don't even think Alabama. I don't know. I was gonna say I don't think Alabama even belongs in the top four. But I mean, obviously they do. They only have one loss, and
yeah, they won the.
They're a good team.
They're in the beloved SEC, even when it has a down.
And they'll probably win it all, which is sad, just because the SEC is so strong. But I wouldn't mind seeing Clemson win it. Since they went undefeated in the regular season, it would be good to see them pull it out.
That would be different. I mean, they're not really getting a lot of respect, even though they're the number one team. They don't really get a lot of respect. But
when I have been listening to sports talk radio shows and stuff, I mean, they're not giving them much of a chance to win it at all.
And the thing I like, Gus, is that they have they're gonna have these semifinal games on New Year's Eve. I think that's awesome. And then watch two great games, or whatever. First one, what? Probably like 4 o'clock or whatever, 5 o'clock. Second game, what? 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever time it is. You know, I think that's pretty awesome. I mean, am I wrong here? What do you think, there, Mr. War, the College Academy?
I think that the Alabama-Michigan State game might be a little bit closer than some people think. Because Michigan State is always well coached. You know, they don't make a lot of mistakes. So you have to play that way to beat Alabama. You know, Alabama's probably got the better athletes. But, you know, I certainly discredit Michigan State in any way. You know, they've beaten Georgia in the bowl games before. They've played the SEC really tough. So I'm going to pull for Alabama. Course, you know, I'm really not a Nick Saban fan, but I just pull for the SEC. Like I say, Clemson, I kind of like too. There's, you know, a Southern team, so I'd like to see Clemson play Alabama in the end.
I'm just glad Ohio State's not in there.
Yeah, I'm glad Ohio State's not in there, and I really don't like Bob Stoops, so I hope he loses.
Michigan
State wins, it wouldn't surprise me. That wouldn't bother me all that much either, but
really,
I think Alabama will win.
Ohio State kind of just like, they kind of like were winning ugly anyway. They just never, like, they're the most talented team out of the Big Ten, but they just didn't find that extra gear. And it cost them. It cost them, definitely. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think Stanford's a pretty damn good team, even though they lost two games. But, you know, obviously they're not in there because they lost twice. They don't have a good defense.
I'm just glad Iowa didn't get in there either. That would have been really bad. I mean, they had a terrible schedule. They were like
11-0. I was more impressed with Iowa than I was with Michigan State last week watching that game. I mean, their defense was a lot better than I thought. And I didn't see a lot of the Big Ten. But, I mean,
football to me. That Big Ten football is just boring. I don't know what it is. It's slower. I don't know. Maybe that's just me, you know.
That's because
no misconception in my own mind.
It's defense and it's running. I mean, it's not glamorous, you know. It's not glamorous.
No.
I mean, last year, look, everybody was angry that Ohio State made it, and then look what happened. He wound up winning the whole thing. I mean, it just goes to show you that you can't, you know, you never know. You never know what could happen when you have two semifinal games. I don't know. As long as Oklahoma doesn't win, I'll be happy. I hate Oklahoma. I hate them.
I do not like Bob Stoops.
And that's because I'm a Hurricanes guy, all right? I can't have Oklahoma win a national championship. That's just sickening. Sickening for me. We have like another hour, I think, live here. 57 minutes to be exact. But 424-675-8226. I see that we have Mark Jean in the chat room. Big hockey guy, actually. Went to watch the Rangers and Flames in Calgary, a game that the Rangers lost. A game where the Rangers didn't play any defense again, but they have issues. We're just going to say it like that. But you know, we're doing a lot of football right now. We're doing football, and you know, maybe later we could talk hockey or we could talk baseball even. You guys following the big offseason with the baseball, with the big contracts with Jason Hayward and DPG's Cubs, like overpaying?
That's the only thing that I really saw was that deal with Hayward and whatnot. So, I mean, I haven't really seen any other contracts.
Well, David Price went to Boston. That was a big deal earlier.
I shouldn't say he's average, but now, like, just, I guess, good ball players like Jason Hayward, because he's superb defensively, and he just puts up, like, solid numbers. Now he makes he's getting almost $200 billion contracts. That's a little, isn't that a little crazy?
Yeah, I don't think he's worth that much money.
I mean, you know what? I just think that the
but he's still kind of he's still at that age where he can mature still, you know. And if he's in a good lineup, I think he will be good. You know, he's not going to regress in any way.
I mean,
He's a good fit for them. He's going to fit right there at the top of the order. He's going to protect Bryant. You know, Rizzo, and they're going to be stacked. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Those guys made a good choice. You know, the Cubs are going for it. You know, I mean, this is, I mean, the hype can't get any more, you know, real than this.
You know, I tried asking JPG. I thought of a spot, right? Remember that? Like, what is your expectation, right, for 2016? And you know what he said to me? He says, win the division. And I'm just like, that's it? That's it? Like, you know
he
what
talks
he
like
says,
a manager.
Win the division?
Yeah.
Because it guarantees them a spot in the division round so that they don't have to play in that wild card game where you could just get eliminated like the Pittsburgh Pirates did the past 2 years. But when you have an offseason where they got their guy, Zobra, and then they wound up getting Hayward, and then they also wound up signing John Lackey, don't you think it's World Series a bust for the Chicago Cubs finally?
Yeah, it definitely is.
If you can't beat the Cardinals, buy them.
You know what's funny?
What?
They did beat the Cardinals though, the series in the.
I know,
the
but
game.
Like as far as like for the division and whatnot.
For
like,
the division, and, yeah, I know what
it's just
saying.
Been. I mean, it's been the Cardinals division for quite a while. So I don't know. I mean, the Pirates
like
are on their way up too. It's kind of bad news for the Cards though.
It doesn't seem like the Cardinals could be killed. I mean, every year. I mean, it doesn't matter who they lose. Every year. Every year. They're just awesome. I mean, so,
true.
You know they're going to be there. We know it. The Pirates, I mean, that's a great division. It's just an awesome division. That's the best division in baseball. You think about it. Even with the Milwaukee Brewers, who are just awful, and the Cincinnati Reds. But that's still, I think that's the best division so far. It's just top to bottom, man. Colin, man, your Braves are rebuilding. They're rebuilding it up.
Well, I'm loving it. I'm loving it right now. I really am. I can't wait to see these guys play this year. We have a lot of talent. You know, we could have the next Chris Sale, Clayton Kershaw, Sandy Koufax, Warren Swan, all of them in the organization. We loaded up on pitching.
Who's the guy that you really? Who's the guy you're really excited for? Is there one player that you can't wait to see for spring training?
I'm interested to see what this Dansby Swanson's all about. I know he's a pretty good hitter. He's from Tennessee, I believe, or he might even be from Georgia. He's from the South. I know he went to Vanderbilt, but I think that's really cool that he's playing, you know, in the South, and he would look forward to coming over here. So I'd like to see what he's all about. You know, number one pick. Braves haven't had a number one pick in the organization since Chipper Jones. So, you know, we're really excited about that. You know, so he could be the next Tulowitzki-type player, supposedly, so. I really don't know what Arizona's thinking. I mean, they're going for it this year, I guess, and they traded us last year for like a supplemental middle infielder, middle of his career type guy, and they gave us their number one pick from last year for him. So I really don't know what Arizona's organization is doing. But Atlanta's been taking advantage of it for sure.
Yankees,
I think
you're talking about the guy the Yankees had for 2 months, and then they traded him to Marlins. You're talking about that guy, right?
I'm not sure.
But the utility guy, the guy who played
third. The dude's name was Phil Gosselin. He was an infielder for the Braves. He was just a decent little player, but he's not. You know, they gave us a guy named Toussaint. He was their number one draft pick in like 2013, something like that, 2014.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of
Marquis Prado. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah. See, that was another deal with Arizona, right? Yeah. We got the best of that one, too, I think, you know, because we had Upton there for a couple of years, and he got us to the playoffs, so we won the division in 13 with him.
Well,
Arizona
didn't
really do anything.
Do you guys like,
you know,
having
I do like their team now, though. They're stacked, man. They got Goldschmidt. A.J. Pollock is, like, my favorite player that's
AJ
not
Pollock.
On the Braves.
I like A.J. Pollock a
He's
lot.
An amazing player, dude.
Very,
and
very
the
good.
Braves, there's a deal, supposedly there was a deal talks with Braves getting A.J. Pollock from them for Julio Teheran, but they hadn't pulled that
what
one yet. I wouldn't
broke.
Mind seeing that happen. So, crossing my fingers on that. So, but, yeah, I think Arizona's got the team to do it this year. Really, they got a good offense. You know, Greinke coming over there. They just really need to work out that bullpen, and they've got it.
Yeah, I mean, well, they have the front two guys. Greinke, they spent a fortune on, and Shelby Miller. That's their 1-2 punch.
And then they get Shelby in there, too, and he looked real good last year.
Yeah, he just could have won any games on your team. You know, it was pretty big struggle there. Huge struggle right there. That's right. Here, this was the trade. They traded him with Nick Ahmed. He's like a shortstop. Randall Delgado, Brandon Drury, and Zeke Borrell for Chris Johnson and Justin Upton. Of course, you guys traded Upton to the Padres. And you guys got a lot back in that trade, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we did. We got our starting second baseman from last year, Peterson. We got there was a couple other pitchers we had that were relievers. I think we swapped. I can't remember exactly who we got, but I know we still have Jace Peterson at second base from that deal. San Diego, you know, they kind of doing what Arizona did. They went for it last year, and they bust. You know, they fell on their face, and now it's, you know, they're screwed, basically. You know,
yeah.
Rebuilding with less tools.
Yeah, I'm talking with Mark Jean. Mark Jean's actually, unfortunately, he's a Dolphins fan, and I'm a Giants fan. But I have it good. I'll admit that. I do have it good. But yeah, he's talking about how frustrated he is with the Dolphins. But as a Giants fan, from my perspective, they need to lose tomorrow. They need to lose. And they need to get a new coach in there. They need to get a new GM in there. And they need to revamp their defense.
To win tomorrow. Are you kidding? They still have a chance.
Do you think you need a new coach? I mean, I can understand a new GM, but you really think that they should get rid of Coughlin?
Yeah, but Coughlin's what? 69 years old. I mean, I love
Yeah,
Coughlin, right?
I know, but he still is, like, I would still say he's one of the top 10 coaches in the league.
Definitely.
Oh, man.
The Hall of Fame,
like,
coach.
He's such a mind.
Yeah. He's a Hall of Fame coach with a Hall of Fame quarterback. You just got to accept that.
I think they need to get...
If you look at the Giants, though, and this has more to do with the GM and the coach, or Jerry Reese.
Yeah, I think they need a new GM in a new front office. If they can get that
they don't have a run game. They have no run game.
That's because they were trying to run with six different running backs who all have different run styles, and
my favorite one is they brought in the expatriate, whose name I can't think of right now, and they don't even use him. He's a good pass, you know, receiver. A guy that can create matchup problems, and they don't use them properly. So, I mean, it just—I don't know. It really boggles the mind. And Rashard Jennings, he was good in his. He was okay. He was okay in his first year, but he got hurt last year.
Yeah.
When he got hurt, it kind of fell apart.
I have him on my fantasy team. He's been sitting on the bench all season because I'm just hoping they'll have like one or two, like, good games back-to-back, and, like, they'll actually use him, but he's just, like, splitting way too many carries with, like, Vereen and everyone
and
else under the sun. And
Andre Williams. Yeah, I mean, it's like, if you looked at last year, guys, I mean, last year he played at 11 games, right? 11 games, he had 639 rushing yards. So he was all right. He was serviceable last year.
Right.
And that was after coming from Oakland, and he went down, and the run game kind of fell apart. This year, 116 carries. So So that's what? That's like 50 less carries than he had the year before and 431 yards. So it's the same average, but I mean, they don't have any philosophy on that. It just seems like the philosophy is Eli to Odell Beckham because he's a highlight reel and a show-off.
It's funny because it's just like who you're playing tomorrow. It's like Tannehill has like, I mean, he's not Eli Manning for sure, but I mean, hey, they have such a great running back in Lamar Miller, and he literally, like, there's games where he won't even get the ball but, like, five times. It's like, what are you doing? Like, I just don't understand how teams can do that. Maybe being a Steelers fan, I just am used to, like, having us run the ball down your gut. And, I mean, recently, like, we've been a little more pass-heavy for sure, but, I mean, even still, we make sure our running backs get carries. And I don't know. It's sad to see that because it's like I drafted Jennings. I mean, it was later on, so it wasn't like I gave an arm and a leg for him, but still.
I mean, you're a Steeler guy, right? You're a big
yes.
Steeler guy. That's right. You guys are looking pretty good right now after beating the Bengals, and now Andy.
Yeah, except for the fact that we have to play the Broncos next week. So we have back-to-back teams with two losses.
Yeah, the Broncos lost to the Raiders. So.
Oh, well, that's true. Instead of them, now they have three losses.
And Pittsburgh, like I said, they're on the up, I think. They're on the upswing.
Yeah. And plus, I'm not that high on Brock Osweiler. Like, I think we can come up with some good defensive schemes to really take him out of his game.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, I haven't even spoken about the Buffalo Bills, who are about to once again. I mean, how many years has it been now? I cannot believe
16.
Every year they have not
Trace
made the playoffs.
Something about
since
the Bills' losing streak is old enough to get its learner's permit or something like that, or it's allowed to vote.
And this was the year. Like, I mean, they were really hyping that up that they were gonna be something this year.
Yeah, I had high expectations too, and I was hoping they were gonna do something. I really was, but
you know,
we all
picked the Bills this year when we did the football preview. We all thought the Bills would make the playoffs. We really did. We did a preview show. Every one of us, including the two Bills fans, who of course just like jump ship or whatever. We all thought they were going to make it, and I like Rod Taylor a lot. I think that he is the real deal, and I liked a lot of the moves that they made, including getting Shady McCoy. But when you have Shady McCoy going up against his former coach today, and then only 13 rushing yards in the second half, and then tucking his helmet off and not talking to any reporters, that's kind of embarrassing. So, not a good time for Shady McCoy or the Bills, who come up short again in a tough loss to the Eagles, 24-21. I mean, what do they have to do? What do the Bills have to do to make the playoffs?
They had team penalties. I swear they're cursed. I mean, the referees are just terrible in this league. They had some bad calls against them. There's just nothing you can
do.
They
get bad calls
every
truth.
Week. No, they had some bad calls against them. And it cost them a whole season. It's ridiculous.
I think you need to get Sammy Watkins freaking involved every game. Like, there's some games where, like, he was non-existent. And I'm like, is he injured? Is he on the injury list? No, he's just not getting the ball thrown his way at all. And I also don't think that their quarterback is. I don't think Tyrod Taylor is a starting caliber quarterback in the NFL.
You're on the other side of it, okay? I mean, he's got some skill though. He throws a nice deep ball. He can run. He's got that skill too. I mean, Rob likes him. Rob's a Tyrod Taylor guy. Ryan Sanhorn, it takes a little more to sell him on Tyrod Taylor. Because that's Brian Sanhorn is negative by nature. He expects the worst. So what happens today? You know, because But he sent me an instant message before, right? He sent an instant message before. And it was a one more thing. At 6:33 p.m. in the East Coast, well, he's on the West Coast, of course, guys. Congrats. And I'm like, congrats. Like, what? What did I do? What did I do this time? Ryan Sanhorn, my best friend, he believes that I, Derek Felix, Frost, all of you, Felix, have this quenching desire to see the Buffalo Bills lose every week. he thinks that I want his team to suffer. That I need Brian Sanhorn. I need Brian Sanhorn to just go ballistic about his teams for some reason. I mean, it's the darndest thing. I mean, here I am. I'm throwing support to the Bills this year. I picked them to make the playoffs. I'm pulling for them every week. But no. It's because you're Derek Felix.
Yeah.
You know what?
The Felix curse.
I'm going to take some blame for something, though, gentlemen. I'm going to take some blame. And here's some blame that I'm going to take. I, Derek Brandon Felix, set foot in Buffalo back in 2005 with Brian Sanhorn. On 9/11/2005, the four-year anniversary, we were at the Bills game. And you know who got the win in that game as a starter against the Texans? I saw J.P. Losby get his first victory. So,
wow.
I, Derek Felix, went to Buffalo. Maybe I did put a curse on the Bills. I can't figure it out. Because
the Derek Felix, J.P. Losman curse.
It's 10 years later now, guys, and they still can't make the playoffs.
Maybe they should bring J.P. Losman in to be their coach to reverse the curse.
And that ride to Buffalo was so long. Oh, man. I swear. I remember we left from Brian's when he lived in Jersey at like 5:30, 6 o'clock at night or whatever time it was. Mm-hmm. We didn't arrive, I'd say, until about like almost 2 o'clock. Oh, man. That was tough. I don't think I could ever, like, do that again. Oh, no. I mean, that was fun. It was definitely fun. And I got to see, like, the great Buffalo tailgate. Like, they have, like, this, guys, like, they have, like, this park, right? But it's not like your traditional parking area. And it's, like, basically first come, first serve. And then It's 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, and they're all out there tailgating at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I'll tell you what else I remember. Brian puts on the radio because he used to live in Buffalo for a little bit. And already, like, the Buffalo broadcasters, the radio broadcasters, they're already intense talking about whether or not J.P. Losman, they're already deciding what his career is going to be, right? What his fate's going to be, and they haven't played a game yet.
I'm guessing they were right.
You know what? They were right, but like, it's just so funny. It's so funny to listen to, right? Because I'm thinking to myself, Jesus God. I mean, this was the first. You haven't even played this year. Oh man.
That's awesome. So they have to hype themselves up somehow because they're just going to be let down by the time the season's over every year.
Well, the Buffalo Bills, you know, in Buffalo, that's a great sports town. So I guess this is what they live for. They live for their Buffalo Bills.
Oh, for sure. They're diehard. They live for the Bills
and for
the Buffalo Sabres.
And for their Buffalo Sabres.
Yep.
I mean, and for their Buffalo Wings. That too. And my question is, what does this town, right? What does this town have to do? What do they got to do to win one? To win a, you know, to win a championship? The Bills, of course, they can't even get in the playoffs since 1999. And the Sabres are on their way back, though. I mean, you know what? I mean, who is worse off, right? Like, what's worse, being a Buffalo sports fan or being a Cleveland sports fan? What do you think's worse?
Buffalo.
Cleveland at least has the Cavs and have LeBron there, so they have at least something championship-esque to root for. I think it's worse to be a Buffalo sports fan.
Yeah, no question.
I mean, yes, when it comes to football, the freaking dog pound is pretty hardcore, even though their team hasn't won in forever.
Like, say, LeBron there, so yeah. They have that. I mean, they went to the finals last year.
And they got Johnny Football.
Johnny Football.
Yeah.
Was probably basically done as a football player after this year. But,
hey, he won today.
Yeah, he got a win. He looked all right, actually, except for that one really bad interception he threw.
Yeah, I heard that he
it was against the worst team.
And trust me, I hate Johnny Football.
From the Falcons, so.
I hated Johnny Football in college. I thought that he was not a prototypical NFL quarterback. Once he got drafted and all you heard left and right was like, Johnny Manziel this, Johnny Manziel that. There was freaking articles up on Yahoo Sports, on ESPN, on SI all the time. I'm just like, oh, my God, just, like, shut up with this Johnny Manziel stuff. And then now it's like, you know, he gets busted for partying and it's everywhere on TMZ. He just needs to get out of the spotlight and get off of our freaking websites / shows.
I think with Manziel, he's one of those guys that you're either for him or you're just totally against him because he's got that kind of strong personality. And I used to be a big Johnny Football guy and watching him in college,
yeah.
But the whole act that he has now, I mean, it's over, you know, it's time to grow up. It's time
That's exactly what I would say. Maybe it's because we're getting old now. We've been around the block ourselves for a while. whenever I just see him partying.
Yeah. And he's not going to get that many more chances, especially with all the problems that he's had off the field. So how many teams are going to be willing to take the chance on him, other than maybe Jerry Jones? But who else is going to take that risk? And then this is a guy, he's not the biggest guy either. I mean, he can make plays, but can he last? Can he actually be a starting quarterback in this league? These are good questions to ask. You know, and if you are a football fan, and you might be tired, and I can see you being tired from it, to be honest, with Johnny Football. Because not everybody, right? Not everybody is Showtime. Not everybody's like Patrick Kane, who is obviously a scumbag off the ice, but win Stanley Cups is just awesome. Probably will be the greatest American hockey player when it's over, and has a 26-game point streak, folks, after tonight, after getting a phantom assist in a Blackhawks win.
You're
going
to have to give me more context. Is that good? Because I don't know anything. Is that like Joe DiMaggio good, or is it like...
To put it in perspective, to actually record a point in 26 straight games in the NHL now, where it's a lot lower scoring, where players like Crosby are struggling to score nightly, and Ryan Getzlaf, who I have on my fantasy team, is doing nothing, it's pretty significant, okay? It's significant. For him to actually have recorded a point in that many straight games, that's pretty damn impressive. You know who has the record, right? You guys know who has the record? Take a guess.
I would guess Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky. You would be correct, Colin. You know how many games Wayne Gretzky did it in? How many in a row Gretzky did?
No. 70.
Hey, I like the guess, though. That was a great guess. All right. Wayne Gretzky, right? Scoring record, and I'm talking, I'm just talking consecutive games. I believe it was 52 consecutive point streak. 52, 53. So, Kane.
So almost like Joe DiMaggio. It's about the same.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yes.
Patrick Kane's about halfway to Joe DiMaggio. That happens,
yes.
I guess in hockey maybe it doesn't happen as often, huh? Maybe Wayne Gretzky's, well, who's second on that list?
Mario Lemieux.
Yeah, so some of the greatest ever.
Okay. This is what Wayne Gretzky did. And it was 51 straight games, by the way, guys. In 1983-84, right, in 51 games, guys, and this is when goalies didn't have, like, the huge equipment they have, and defenses weren't as good. Let me just check to see if anybody's calling. Nobody's calling right now. Okay. Wayne Gretzky, in 51 games, guys, 61 goals. 61 goals in 51 games.
Damn.
92 assists. Wayne Gretzky had 153 points. In 51 consecutive games. That's like.
Yeah, that's outrageous.
That's ridiculous. But that tells you how great Wayne Gretzky was. He played with great players, too, like Jari Kurri, and of course got to play with Messier and Paul Coffey on the power play, and some other great Oilers as well. But Mario Lemieux, right? When Lemieux did his 46 straight in 1989-90, he put up 39 goals and 64 assists and 103 points. Okay. Gretzky had another streak where he did 39 games in 85-86, 108 points in 39 games. And Gretzky had another streak at 82-83, the year before, had 76 points. These are the longest streaks, guys. And basically it's Gretzky, 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 Lemieux, Gretzky. Basically, Sidney Crosby. Sidney Crosby did one where he did 25 games, right? And 26 goals, 24 assists, 50 points. That's pretty damn good. But he did that also. So these are the longest streaks that you're not gonna. Yes, I mean streaks that are not gonna be broken anytime soon. I mean, it's just, you know, I've seen people, like, suggest, you know, they need to increase scoring with the hockey. Have you guys watched, you guys know about the new overtime, where they play 3-on-3 now in overtime?
Yeah, I've seen it in a few games.
Isn't it pretty good?
I like it better, for sure.
All right, so the Rangers got into one of these 3-on-3s yesterday. Against the Calgary Flames. Calgary Flames are the best 3-on-3 team. They improved to 7-1 in 3-on-3 overtime last night by beating the Rangers. The reason that the Flames are so good, they have the Patrick Kane heir apparent, another American player. His name is Johnny Gaudreau. He's called Johnny Hockey. Rather than Johnny Football, he's Johnny Hockey. And unlike Johnny Football, he doesn't get in trouble off the ice or whatever, whatever you want to call it. But he's a highlight reel, okay? He's a highlight reel. And the Flames have, like, all these awesome skaters. The Rangers, right, have not scored a 3-on-3 goal yet. Like, they did 3-on-3 during preseason. They have not scored during 3-on-3. They won a game in overtime, but it was a 4-on-3 power play. So, to me, that doesn't count. They go up against the Flames. I'm like, and it was a total mismatch. Johnny Hockey, Johnny Gaudreau, he undressed the Rangers twice and almost beat them twice. And then eventually they made a pass to one of their defensemen, TJ Brody, the defenseman that I have on my fantasy roster. I also have Gaudreau, and I have Kane on my fantasy roster. That's why I'm in first. but that's why I have all these guys. But Brody just, he skates like a forward, and he's already won, like, one or two of these in overtime. Just walks in and scores the goal.
Mm.
It was a total mismatch. Total mismatch. But it's a lot of fun to watch. It's a lot of fun to watch. So, they should probably do something with the goaltender equipment. Maybe make it a little smaller. I would probably do that. I think that they could do that. But other than that, I don't see what else they're going to do. I don't agree with making the net bigger. I think that would be stupid. I don't know. Every year they change rules. It's like they're trying to artificialize like the sport and just like push it for other fans. Sometimes you got to keep some of the game the same. Yeah. That's just something that I'm putting out there. So that's just something I'll put out there. 424-675-8226. Another 23 minutes, gentlemen. And the floor is yours. What do you guys want to talk about? What's on your mind, Al and Greg? Whatever things have caught your eye in sports or whatever.
I really think the Giants don't have a chance this year. I mean, let's get back to that. I mean, they win tomorrow night. They're right there. There's three teams that'll be 6-7, Washington, Philadelphia. I mean, they have a chance to win the division. They probably won't make any noise in the NFC, but you just never know. I mean, you're in there. I mean, have you actually given up hope? Are we full on kind of bandwagon? Is that what we're going from here on out?
Do you know why I've given up hope?
I'm gone. I'm on it. I mean, I'm full ride.
I love it. But, like, because they didn't beat the Redskins. They lost to the Redskins 2 weeks ago in a game that they needed to win. And because the reason that they needed to win that game, if they had won that game, right, that would have given them a sweep over the Redskins. It also would have prevented them from tying them in the division. And by losing that game and then again losing last week, the Giants have a bad record. They don't have a good division record. They don't have a good conference record either. The conference record is a tiebreaker. The division record is 2-3. At best, they could go 3-3. And they have to face the Eagles in the final game. And they don't match up with the Eagles. And now the Eagles are back in it. The Giants are 4-5 in the conference. The Redskins have the best conference record in the division. They're 6-4. So... The Giants had to beat the Redskins. And when they didn't do that, I kind of gave up. And last week with the Jets, that wasn't surprising because this team sucks. They suck. They have no defense, all right? They have no defense. They have no run game. It's the same thing every week. They'll have a lead and they'll blow it because they can't run the football. And the other team will come back because the defense sucks. It's terrible. So, I mean, you know what I said after they lost the Redskins game? They're going to lose the rest of their games, that they're going to lose out. Maybe I was being more tongue-in-cheek because I was like, there's no way they could lose to the Dolphins. But have you watched the Giants? Have you seen the Giants? And do you think the Giants are going to beat the Vikings? Are they going to beat the Panthers or the Vikings? And are they going to beat the Eagles? They have a better chance of losing all their games than winning all their games. All right? That's what I concluded about the Giants. What good is it for them to make the playoffs? That's what I want to know. G2, you're still with me, right?
Or is it? Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so we lost Colin.
I mean,
so that's my point. Making
the playoffs is something, especially like if the season was all but forgotten, you know, and like you thought that it was done. Just making the playoffs is something, you know, winning your division.
Okay, That's true. All right, and they have Eli Manning. All right, and they have Beckham. But they're such an incomplete roster, right? And I mean,
I agree, but I don't think any team in that division has a complete roster this year.
So like,
hence why I don't even think
that
the team that comes out of that, I hope whoever comes out of that division doesn't even have a winning record.
Let's say they finish 6-10, right? And, you know, they lose almost all the rest of their games. Isn't it better for them to get a draft pick?
Yes.
I think it's just better to get a higher draft pick. I mean,
higher draft picks don't always work out, though. There's been some top 10, top 15 busts, you know, that, like, and people who have been taken at spot 32 that are, you know, Pro Bowlers. It's just, to me, yes, you have a better chance of getting a better player the higher you pick in the draft. But there's no, especially with this year coming up, there's really no surefire.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, my phone died. All right, Fred.
What were you saying about? What were you saying? I'll go back to that.
To me?
That last statement that you were saying.
Oh, I'm just saying that. The draft, yes, it's good to have higher draft positions, but basically, I honestly think that this year coming out of the draft, there's really not that many surefire, this guy is going to be a solid pro kind of like players. I just don't think there's that many.
I agree. I was saying that earlier. Well, this is not a good draft. You know, people are talking about replacing Matt Ryan. I was like, with who? You know, who's in the draft? What quarterbacks were at all any good? You know, I mean,
the Giants don't need a quarterback.
It's ridiculous what even these latest quarterbacks that have been getting drafted, they shouldn't even gone in the first round. You know, just people are so desperate for a quarterback.
I like Matt Ryan. I don't know what the heck happened.
Kyle Shanahan happened.
Yeah.
The Giants need defense and they need a running back. That's what they need. More secondary, Ty. So, you know what? The heck with drafting a secondary guy. Every time the Giants draft a secondary guy, he get hurt. And then the career is over.
I mean, I think you guys could, you know, maybe get, the guy who just won the Heisman. You could maybe get him if you get a decent draft spot. But even then, do you waste a first round draft pick on a running back? They don't always pan out all that well. Like, that's why it's like, to me, it's like if you have a chance to make the playoffs, you make the playoffs, you get the bragging rights, you won the NFC East. It doesn't matter if you won the NFC East going 7-9. You won the NFC East. You're the team that's going out. And so what if you get your butts kicked by Seattle by 21 points? Like, you still won your division, and it's something. You had a bad season, and you still turned it around for good. And you could shock somebody in the playoffs. You know, you have Beckham Jr., who's like one of the most raw, talented guys in the NFL. And you have Eli Manning, who, you know, he has his bad games, but so does every quarterback. But he's you know, definitely one of the better quarterbacks of our generation, for sure.
I don't know. I just think that they play in such a bad division. And every year, guys, every year, there's a division that's just really bad, that has a division winner that doesn't deserve to have a home game, that doesn't deserve to have an automatic playoff spot. I said this before.
I agree with that.
I said this before. They should go back to four divisions, or go back to four divisions, or go to six divisions again. There's no.
What about just two conferences?
And just two conferences.
Yeah, two conferences.
That's what I would do. Just two conferences, and then like with the top four in each, make it.
With the divisions the way it's set up now, though, it is really nice for scheduling, though.
I
would like to see them play more teams too. You know, you only play 16 games, and six of those are against the same teams. So I would like to, you know, sometimes you'd like to see him travel to different places. I don't know. I guess you don't want that if you're somebody like New England who can just feast on their division every single year, you know. But, you know, somebody like me, I would like to mix up the teams a little bit.
Right, but see, it's nice that you have those teams that are semi-local.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not saying
it's
the worst
division
to be in, but, you know, at the same time, you know.
If there was just conferences and stuff, you wouldn't have the amazing rivalries because you wouldn't be playing those teams, but maybe once every, like, 2 years. I don't know. I like the way the NFL is set up, but at the same time, I do agree, like, that there's some divisions. I was talking with some of my buddies about how I would probably switch things up, because, like, why in the world is St. Louis in the NFC West? Why in the world is Dallas in the NFC East? You know what I mean? Like, and obviously it's because that St. Louis was in L.A. and probably will actually be moving back there if things are going the way that they are. And, like, but Dallas, you know, they have such a rich, like, history with Washington and with Philly and with the Giants and stuff, to where it's like they probably want them to be in the same division, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's why they're in the same division, even though they're, you know, Dallas is not anywhere close to the East. They're in Texas, for crying out loud, but they have these rivalries with the Giants and and the Eagles and.
Well, I mean, I think you could still keep those in place. You know, you could have those teams that you know you're going to play them three times, you know, each once a year, and you just play 13 random teams or however you want to do it. You know, you play 13, you play 16 different teams, but every year you might play those same three teams. And that way maybe those games are even more intense. You know, you go home and home with them, and, you know, I don't know.
In college, they do that because, I mean, it's like...
I mean, you lose a lot of money, I guess.
Like, every single year, they have
their rivalry
in there.
Like, the Philly, the Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and whatever.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, Pittsburgh.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, I was just saying, college does it, so...
The NHL moved the Blackhawks out of the West. No, not the Blackhawks, the Red Wings. They moved the Red Wings, I'm sorry, the Red Wings. The Reds were in the West for the longest time. And now they're in the East. They put them in the Eastern time zone. But they still see the Blackhawks. They're still alive.
It's different, though, considering that there's like 1,000 games in hockey a season, whereas in like, well, 60-some, or I don't remember exactly how many games there are, but in like the NFL, you know, it's a 16-game season. You only have 16 games. So it's like you can't mathematically play everyone even once, let alone, like, I don't know, have an intense rivalry every year with everyone without, like, say somebody has a cupcake. Like, that's one thing with baseball. Like, they have their rivalry games against, like, somebody in the AL if they're an NL team, and it's like, for a while, I mean, the Royals are good now, but for a while, like, the Cardinals would just beat up on the Royals because that was their rivalry team, and the Royals were just a cupcake team. And I don't know. It's like, I like the way the NFL is, where it's like you play your division, you put whatever place you finish in, you play every team that finished in that place in your conference, plus you play one conference in the other side, in the, if you're like in, you know, the whatever, if you're on the one side, you play one division from the other side, and then another division from like your conference as well. So I like the way it's set up with that, but I just wish that they would switch the teams around a little bit so that it was the West Coast teams were West Coast and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, they had the three divisions. I mean, you could go back to just have an AFC East, AFC Central, you know, and AFC West. I mean, and then doing the same thing.
They can do that again.
Why you can't do that.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, they had six divisions. I just don't.
Especially because, it's like you were saying, there's one division. Like, even this year, like, in the AFC, there's, like, at least earlier in the season, it looked like nobody in the freaking AFC South was going to even have a winning record. I mean, now they do. There's two teams that are at least, like, playoff contenders. Well, three, I guess. The Jaguars won today. And
yeah, I'm on the Jagwag right now. I'm telling you right now, I'm on the Jagwag.
The
I love Blake Bortles.
51.
I'm all in on the Jagwag.
They're only a game out for first.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, they're right there. The Texans are right there. The Colts are right there. Do any of those teams really, you know, deserve to make it?
Yeah,
because the
Colts, they look like crap, you know.
They're terrible. They're a terrible team, even though they have.
And the Jags play Atlanta next week, so that's an easy win. So they're going to be right there if.
I don't even know what happened with your Atlanta. I still don't know what happened with the Falcons. They were doing so good early season.
It's beyond belief. It's just porous play calling, and it's just, I don't know. It's just been really, really bad to watch. You had a couple of those games won, they lost, and I don't know if you guys saw that play with Jameis Winston where he was, you know, they thought he was down. He got up and just got a first down on like 3rd and 20, you know, and
mm-hmm.
they ended up driving down there and scoring and winning the game. It was just embarrassing, and they just imploded since then.
Rob Davis is being very funny. Rob Davis, right? Because we want Rob Davis to join. Rob Davis.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Rob Retirement Davis, he has this new gig where he's retired. He says, I'm retired from everything. And he says, sports and radio don't exist. And he's like, didn't GQ join a cult or become a monk?
No. I did go away to like a Bible school for a while, but I mean, it's not that I don't believe in that stuff anymore. Of course I still do, but like I'm not a super religious person. Like I'll still go to church sometimes, but I mean, I don't know. I play video games for a living. Darn it. That's my call,
so
I guess.
So awesome, though. This is the coolest thing.
No, I wish I could play video games for a living.
I love it.
That's pretty awesome.
And tell Craze to join us, though. Come on.
I will.
Tell him that I'm talking smack on his New Jersey Devils or something. I don't know. Even though I know nothing about hockey.
Oh, my God.
But maybe that'll
be great. Hey, the Devils lost today 4-0, so it was. The Devils actually are a pretty fun team to watch, but today they lost 4-0. The fans want the Craze. This is pretty funny. You know, I got to say, I'm really disappointed in JPG. JPG's
I was getting ready to say, where's
bubbles.
The stat master?
Dude, I would have loved to have seen the Golden Boy. He's the only one of the guys that I've ever actually met in person.
JPG is like my co-host, and he's like pretty reliable. Vanished. He must be passed out drunk or something, or just passed out, period. I don't know.
You know, that's odd that you say that, because I offered him a beer when I was up there, you know, last month, and he would not accept a beer. He did not want water. It was strange. And like he was like a robot. Like, he didn't want food, water. He just, I don't know. It was funny.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I was trying to go to like a bar and like, hey man, let's go have a beer or whatever. But he wouldn't oblige.
That's interesting. I don't know. That's really odd.
I mean, it was cool and all. I mean, he's, you know, I really was glad he was there, and he showed me around, and I was really appreciated of what he did. But I just thought that was kind of weird.
Maybe JPG.
Yeah, I'm not calling him weird or anything. I'm just saying,
you know. That's not JPG. JPG will drink.
No, I said, that didn't fit the persona I had. Maybe he's not a day drinker.
Yeah, maybe not.
That could be. This could be. I was just talking to JNF, seeing what he's doing. He's just chilling in his room right now. We have 4 minutes left, guys. 4 minutes to go. Guys, got any?
So I know we talked about football, a bunch of other sports. You guys, did either of you guys watch the UFC at all? Did you watch this past weekend?
Yeah, I actually saw the fight, but I'm not a big fan. But I did see that, if you want to call it a fight.
Yeah, it's crazy because Aldo hadn't lost in so long. Like, I mean, I'm not the biggest UFC guy. Whenever Brock Lesnar went there, I really got into it for a couple of years, and then I just kind of over time got out of it. I mean, I'll still watch, like, if there's a big fight, like if Ronda Rousey's fighting, or I don't know, there's really nobody else anymore that I follow it for. But I watched the fights this past weekend. It was pretty crazy. McGregor is a beast.
Yeah, that dude looks pretty tough. Is he like? Would he be in the same weight class as a Chuck Liddell?
No, Chuck Liddell was a light heavyweight. That's like the second highest class. Welterweight, mm-hmm. it goes heavyweight, light heavyweight, middleweight, then welterweight, which is what he is, I think.
Yeah, like,
or no,
like
he's lower
light
than
heavyweight,
that.
I think
he
was. Or
that.
He just looks, he kind of reminds me a little bit of Chuck Liddell. If he looks like he's
maybe a little bit
tough. He kind of reminds me a little bit of Chuck Liddell, McGregor, for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah. What is it? He's just got that gritty edge to him, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't McGregor
more
like
the persona,
a
I think.
That doesn't lose.
Yeah, and then Chuck Liddell
McGregor
started losing bad.
Is he bantamweight? What is McGregor? I think he is welterweight, but no, he's not, because
I don't think Rob realized.
Yeah, he's bantamweight, which is like below, because then it goes welterweight, then lightweight, then welterweight, and then bantamweight, then featherweight. Featherweight's the lightest for guys, I think. And I think he's like the second lowest. Which is crazy, but
I was just glad that one chick lost. I just did not like her.
Ronda Rousey.
Oh god, I found her so annoying. God, I don't know.
Thought she was really good for the sport, and like, it's just cool to, like, you know, see a girl who's just that tough and that people really just hold in that same regard as, like, guy fighters. I just thought that was awesome. And
yeah, well, didn't she kind of get exposed, though? Like, she was fighting, like, some lower-quality people, and then this woman that actually
was this girl who she was fighting was, like, a boxer, yeah.
Yeah, like, she was fighting, like, these lesser-trained opponents. I think she finally met her match, you know. And they're going to do a rematch, right?
What's her name? Hold? H-O-L-M, I think?
Yeah. I think so.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just... I don't know.
I get it.
That's just tough. Kind of. Pretty much. It's just... Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I miss the old William Regal Yorkshire Street match or whatever it was called.
Pretty much.
Isn't that where Eugene got the whole, like, besmirch thing from that he always used to say was from William Regal? You guys besmirched me.
He's got bloody ooze and all that. Yeah, I think it was.
Your bloody ooze. That guy,
Eugene.
He was something else.
He's still
and
around.
What I don't understand still is, you know, I kind of lost track of it and then, you know, I stopped watching. But I did pick up there was a Eugene character that was slightly mental, you know, and they
yeah.
had to have been inspired by him, wouldn't you think? I mean, that could,
yes.
I mean, were we, you know, being fooled all along?
Were we really being just challenged by WWE to see if, like, the Eugene character would catch on with us?
Exactly.
Yeah, I want to know, like, what inspired
that? Isn't
that
just
Eugene
a little bit ironic?
Character?
Or a little bit far-fetched, you know?
It really came out of, like, nowhere. And all of a sudden there was a Eugene character.
I mean, it was a phenomenon.
Yeah. Now, like...
I couldn't believe it when it happened.
And now they're just, like, bad. I don't know. It's just, like, bad products or whatever. I guess they got sloppy. They got sloppy. 3 seconds? What? So, that's pretty much going to do it for the show. Are you guys down for doing another show? I don't know. A couple days from now? Whatever. You guys in for another show?
I can swing back in.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in the chat.
Hopefully we'll actually be able to have JPG as part of it and maybe even, like, bring some of the other band members into it. We'll have to see, you know, how things go. Any prediction of the Monday night game there, guys?
I think you guys are gonna win by 7. I think it's gonna be like 21-14. Actually, probably not even that. It'll probably be like 17-10. I would assume.
I'm gonna say Miami wins. I hate to say it, but I think the Giants are gonna be done right here. Miami's gonna be in like 31-24 or something like 31-27. It'll be close.
My final score is going to be 12-11 Dolphins.
Wow, you're that close.
12-11. The Giants get 3 field goals and a safety somehow. And they lose on a last-second field goal on a Dolphins kicker.
12-11.
That's my prediction. Yeah, 12-11. That's like a Colorado Rockies score right there. DQ, thank you for actually pulling it to the show. This was like,
yeah, it was fun.
Awesome.
That's really cool,
terrible.
DQ.
This is.
I followed you on Twitter, by the way.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You have 2 new followers on Twitter. I mean, holy cow.
It didn't show up that you guys were following me. Did you? Like, follow the great GQ? You sure you follow the right name? Maybe
I think so.
I'll send you a PM on there.
I really don't use Twitter a whole lot. I'm trying to get more into it, though. So you seem like the right person.
I like Twitter. I have 5,634 followers on there. I have, like, on my Twitch channel, I have, like, 38,000, 39,000 followers.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you play on, Xbox, PS4?
I play a little bit of everything. Like, I'm definitely more of, like, a Nintendo fan than everything else. But, I mean, I play a little bit of everything. I have a PS4, PS3, PS2, PS1, all the Nintendo consoles. I have an Xbox 360. I'm hopefully getting an Xbox One for Christmas or shortly after Christmas with, like, money and whatnot. Yeah.
Cool.
I play a little bit of everything.
Wow, DQ, man. A gamer. Holy shit. Watch out.
Yeah.
Well, thank you to both of you, Colin Kennedy,
yeah.
Greg Corella, Mr. DQ.
Yeah.
We will be back. It could be tomorrow, it could be Tuesday, or it could be at another time. But that's going to do for the show. Derek, Felix, Our Hits Network. Signing off, folks. Good night, everybody.
hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?